With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. A second brawl involving prisoners at Northward in less than a week. The prison service has confirmed that an incident occurred at His Majesty's prison Northward on Saturday that left two inmates injured. Following security and medical protocols, both were assessed by medical personnel at the prison and then carried to the Georgetown Hospital for further medical assessment before being returned to the prison without, quote, further incident. This follows another incident at the prison on May 11th that also left two prisoners injured. Both matters have been referred to the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service for further investigation. The Department of Education Services says work is underway to guide how artificial intelligence will be used in Cayman's public schools. DES Director Mark Ray says a joint committee with the Ministry of Education and Training is developing, quote, clear principles to help students use AI responsibly.
The key thing that we will be focusing on will be the rollout of guiding principles on the use of AI for our students, making sure that they understand how to properly prompt the AI to get the results that they need to get. But importantly, the ethical use of AI, including citing work, because we cannot have our students utilizing these tools and passing it off as their own work, right? They need to be able to show integrity.
Audio there courtesy of CIGTV. Mr. Ray says Cayman is aligned with CXE's position on AI, stressing that the technology should support learning and not replace it. He adds that once the guiding principles are finalized for the start of the new academic year in August, a full policy will follow shortly. Patients and families at the Georgetown Hospital may soon have easier access to snacks and drinks as government considers expanding vending machines throughout the facility. Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes says the goal is to improve convenience for people who spend long hours at the hospital, especially late at night when the cafeteria is closed.
Consideration is being given to expanding vending access to additional areas of the hospital, subject to space and operational considerations. In this regard, the authority remains mindful of its broader public health responsibilities and intends to ensure that any vending services prioritize healthy and appropriate options.
A pilot vending service is already operating in the administrative wing, and it has shown, quote, positive results. Vending services will be procured through an open competitive process, with implementation expected to align with the completion of the hospital's new atrium project in June. And the Mosquito Research and Control Unit is urging residents to keep up mosquito awareness efforts even as it wraps up a successful Caribbean Mosquito Awareness Week that drew more than 600 students and members of the public to demonstrations and tours. MRCU says the strong turnout shows the community's growing interest in understanding how mosquito control works and the role residents play in reducing breeding sites year-round. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The WHO has sent 6 tons of medical supplies to eastern Congo as it continues to sound the alarm over the scale of the Ebola outbreak. This includes protective equipment for health workers as they scale up testing, surveillance and contact tracing. China has denied reports that President Xi Jinping told Donald Trump last week that Vladimir Putin might yet regret invading Ukraine as the Russian leader arrives in Beijing. A foreign ministry spokesman described the Financial Times article as entirely fabricated. A nationwide transport strike in Kenya called to protest a hike in fuel prices has been suspended for 1 week to allow for further negotiations with minibus taxi operators. Earlier, widespread disruption entered its second day, leaving city centres deserted. Polls have opened in Kentucky in what's been described as the most expensive primary election in US history. Congressman Thomas Massie, one of Donald Trump's most prominent Republican critics, is hoping to save his nomination from a contender backed by the president. Ad sales have topped $30 million, with Mr. Trump supporters pouring money into unseating Mr. Massie. The Israeli military has warned people living in 12 towns and villages in southern Lebanon to leave their homes immediately, ahead of strikes on Hezbollah. Prosecutors at The Hague have described a former Libyan prison boss as a notorious torturer who raped, murdered, and abused detainees. Khaled Mohammed Ali al-Shishri is appearing at the ICC to hear charges of crimes against humanity and war crimes allegedly committed at Mitiga prison. Police in Spain's Catalonia region have arrested the son of the retail magnate Isaac Andic as they investigate his death 18 months ago. Andic, founder of the Mango Fashion Group, died aged 71. BBC News.